Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
5 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Well, as mentioned earlier, we are talking the third annual Mpumalanga Business and Investor Seminar. You know, being an entrepreneur is hard work, right? People are always talking about how you must work smart. And that term, I mean, I don't disagree with the term, you know, but I've always thought, does working smart mean you don't have to work hard? Is there really ever a way of getting around it? And I think that irrespective of where you find yourself, but perhaps more so in our country, whether be it COVID or not, entrepreneurs, you know, startups, SMMEs need all the help that they can get. And so when I heard about the third annual Mpumalanga Business and Investor Seminar, led by Ron Mass Media, I was like, oh my goodness, this sounds like exactly what entrepreneurs need in this country. And, you know, and if you've been running one for a while and you're growing and you're wanting to grow, it's certainly worth looking into. So I'm pleased to have Mr. Ronnie Masilela, the MD of Ron Mass Media, on the line to chat to us about this. How are you doing, sir?
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
9 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock here on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Somebody asked for the repeat of the email address of the previous guest, the former CCMA director. Okay, her name is Dr. Dionita Damon, and I have an email address here for her. Dionita, spelled kind of like the way you say it, D-E-O-N-I-T-A, so it's Dionita D. Don't forget the D after the Dionita, at Boston, as in B-O-S-T-O-N, .co.za. I shall repeat, Dionita D at boston.co.za. That's where you can get a hold of her on, and yeah, she should be able to assist. And yeah, just a reminder of some of the stuff that you said, that if you do feel like you are being bullied in the workplace, remember to keep as much evidence as possible after you've, not after, just generally keep the evidence, but also remember that you need to give the company that you work at an opportunity to address it first, right? Before you go to the CCMA. If they fail to act on it after you've made your request, then of course you can take it forward and they're able to assist you. And yes, because I saw another very long message come in about what had happened at a previous work place. If you've already left the place, perhaps you couldn't handle the strain or whatever the case might be, and you were essentially feeling like you are forced to leave for the sake of your health, then you can still deal with it even after you've left the workplace and lodge a complaint. So yeah, you are allowed to do that. It's one of those things. It falls under harassment in the CCMA, for lack of a better word, their rules and regulation, yeah, that they work from. So yeah. That's the email address, dionitad@boston.co.za. So don't suffer in silence. It's not a Christian thing to suffer in silence when they're institutions in place designed to deal with that kind of thing. Because sometimes if it's not dealt with, it can get really bad. And it's really, really important that you do so. Okay, it doesn't look like we're winning getting a hold of Mr. Ronnie Masilela. We're meant to chat to him round about now about that summit, the third annual investor summit in Mpumalanga. So yeah, I guess there's not much we can do. Should we take some music, go to traffic, and then Pastor Masagona should be around in no time at all. So I think, yeah, let's do that. Vusi, let's go to some music. Dakindo with Hope Arise. We'll update you on traffic, and then yeah, we'll take more music, and then Pastor Masagona should be here real soon. Thank you.
Let your hope arise. Don't let anything keep you down. Let us go to the place where our faith and our hope will arise.
Let us go to the house of the Lord.
Where our faith,
where our faith
and our hope,
where our hope will arise.
Our hope will arise.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, your presence. Lord, we love your presence. Your presence. Lord, we love your presence. We want your presence. Lord, we love your presence. Where our faith and our hope and our home will arise. Oh,
we wanna go to the house of the Lord.
Where our faith
and our hope will arise. Want
your presence, Lord.
Presence.
We love your presence. We want your presence,
Lord.
Let our hope arise, for the Lord is He. Let our hope arise in the presence of the Lord. Let your hope arise, for the Lord. In the presence of the Lord.
Let our hope arise.
For the Lord is
here.
Let our hope arise. In the presence of the Lord. Let our hope arise. For the Lord.
Oh man, beautiful sounds there from Takindo. Hope Arise. He's been at this for a while now and still producing really, really wonderful, wonderful music. 17 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. Wednesday edition of Heart to Heart with me, Bonolo Nkosi. Hey guys. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. That's how I'm living right now. Alrighty. Okay. Great stuff. I think there is hope. We are making progress. So yeah, earlier on, we were struggling to get a hold of Ntate Ronnie Maselela, but we do have him on the line. Where am I? My goodness. I have lost my train of thought. There we go. We do have him on the line to talk about the third annual Mpumalanga summit that's taking place for investors and entrepreneurs. And he is on the line to chat to us about this. How are you doing, sir?
Bonolo, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. And greetings to the listeners.
Thank you so much for giving us your time. I was really looking forward to this conversation, so I'm glad that we're able to chat about it however long. What inspired the start of the annual Mpumalanga Business and Investor Seminar?
Thank you so much. This is an event for business-minded individuals and people who want to invest in business ideas. The event brings together the business-minded people. These are people, some of them have started businesses. Some of them have not started businesses. They have business ideas, but they want to start. So these are people who are hungry for market access and access to finance. So they come together every year so that they can meet and make things happen. But of importance is that we also bring together institutions, some are of the state, that are offering both financial and non-financial support to businesses. So, and also we also invite the private sector. Like last year, we had one of the major banks as one of the sponsors. So the private sector also comes to play a role in supporting businesses, especially small businesses. So what we're saying basically is for informal and informal businesses, registered and non-registered businesses. So they come together to learn more and to interact and make sure that they grow.
Now, we're talking about the third installation of this seminar, right? So how will this one be different compared to the previous two?
Thank you so much. Firstly, the theme for this year, it says business beyond borders. Now, we are talking mainly issues of exports and imports. So we will have two speakers who each has over 20 years of experience of practical exporting and importing, and they have businesses operating in other African countries and other countries of the world. Now, what will happen this year is that after the session, the people will attend, some of them will form a part of a delegation, which will be a trade export delegation. So in the province, we want, or in the province of South Africa, we want to host a trade expo next year. And another delegation will go out to another to some countries for the same purpose. But what will also characterize this year's session or seminar is that we'll have 1 hour of what we call business-to-business linkage. So what will happen is that a person will have a direct access to the person that they always wanted to talk to. And we are bringing opinion makers, decision makers, people who will take a decision on the spot and it becomes law. Not someone who will go and want to inquire and consult and so on. No. We are bringing people who will say, if this is what you want, if, say, for instance, maybe one person owns hotels, for instance, and another small business is doing toilet rolls, and they say, look, I would like to offer toilet rolls to your maybe 10 hotels or guest houses. I want a person to say, start bringing them next week. These are the details, this is this, this is that, these are the prices, just like that. So that element has been absent has not been part of the other two seminars that we had in the previous year.
Wow, it sounds really, really interesting. It sounds like it's going to be quite productive. What are some of the challenges that budding entrepreneurs face, and how will this summit endeavor to address those concerns?
There's a number of challenges that entrepreneurs face in Mpumalanga, in South Africa, in Africa, and many other countries of the world. The problems are similar, madam, in most instances. And there's a number of them. Number one, access to funding is one of the problems that many people face. Other people have ideas, but some of those ideas, it will be difficult for some of them to be actualized without any form of funding. So that's why this Saturday we have NYDA, we have CEDA, we have other institutions that will make it happen. To be more practical, last year we ran in competitions with these agencies. People want money, people want support, and those people will be back here to say, look, the money I got, this is what I have done. This is more practical. So So the access to funding or finance is one of the problems. Access to market. Someone has a product, has a service, but they do not have a customer to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
So that is access to market. It's one of the problems that our brothers and our sisters are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Another one, maybe two more as I conclude in terms of the challenges. The general management of things and resources in businesses
mm-hmm.
is one of the problems that we face, because sometimes some of the jobs that we get are not actual businesses themselves, but it's tenders. So when you get money through a tender or a quotation,
mm-hmm.
the education that will tell you to say, look, this money, don't use all of it like this. Take some of it and invest it maybe in equipment
right.
or in something else. Those are some of the things. Reinvesting into the business is one of the problems that we're facing. And the seminar will address just that.
Sounds good. Now, we know that COVID-19 is still with us, even though it is the watered-down version of lockdown. What do they call it? Is it 2.0? Is that right?
Yes.
But that being said, the restrictions are still in place. So how will COVID-19 pandemic affect the seminars running this year?
It will affect it negatively in terms of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we had about 1,000 people attending. So we were hoping that this year we'll have maybe 1,005 or 2,000 people.
Right.
So firstly, we have reduced the number to be in line with the regulations. The current regulation,
mm-hmm.
which is 250 for indoor events.
Right.
The venue takes about over 1,000 people, but the attendees will be 250. So that's how, in the main, it has affected the operations of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But any other measures will be in place, like the mask, the screening, the sanitized social distance and everything, those will be in place.
All righty. Who should attend this event, Mr. Masilela?
Any person who has an appetite for money. Any person.
I thought you would say an appetite for business, but no, for money.
Now it's money. You know why am I saying this?
Mm.
I usually say, because on my other life I speak as an inspirational or motivational speaker, I usually say salary as a single source of income has never and will never be enough for any human being. I'm saying this because there are people who are working. Some of them are employed by the state, some by private companies. And that source of income as a single source, many will agree with me that it is never enough. That's why there's a need to have an additional source of income.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the type of people also that we are saying, please do come so that you can change fortunes around for yourself, for your family, and everyone who's left by yourself.
All right. Give us the details of when, where, and how much.
Thank you so much. The event is taking place this coming Saturday, 21 November.
Mm-hmm.
The session starts at exactly 10 o'clock and finishes at 2. But gates will be open at 8 o'clock for registrations, exhibitions, and stalls until quarter to 10. Quarter to 10, everyone is seated. 10 o'clock, it starts.
Mm-hmm.
The venue is AFM Communal Auditorium behind Ilanga Mall in Nelspruit. And the tickets are available at ShopRite, Checkers, USAID, and CompuTicket nationwide. They are going for 300 rand general ticket
mm-hmm.
and 650 VIP ticket. Lunch will be served and a number of other items that the people will be able to get in that money. But I must say that the event, though we call it Mpumalanga Business and Investor Seminar,
mm-hmm.
we, from day number one, when we started in 2018, we attracted people from other provinces of this country,
mm-hmm.
and that will happen again now. People have already bought tickets and have shown us.
All right.
And we are targeting also people from other southern countries to be part of the session.
If you don't mind sharing your contact details for those who may be interested in getting further details.
071-743-2468 for WhatsApp and calls. Again, 071-743-2468. With your permission, please, ma'am, I'd like, for those who like to exhibit and things like that, I'd like to give this Vodacom number for Mr. Temikosi Mazibugo. For them to call him there, it says 076-519-4951. Lastly, again, 076-519-4951. That's Temikosi Mazibugo. So they can talk to us and we'll be able to assist where possible.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. All the best with your event. Yeah, it sounds really, really impactful. And I hope that the people who need to be there will certainly will attend, and that, yeah, it will achieve all that it's intended to. Much appreciated, sir. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day.
Thank you so much to you. Thank you. You've been so good and professional. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Radio Pulpit Management and everyone. I truly appreciate you. With you, we have gone a long way. Thank you so much.
Cheerio. That was Mr. Ronnie Masilela there chatting to us about the third annual Mpumalanga Business and Investor Seminar. Just to give you those contact details again, in case you are an entrepreneur and are interested in attending, you can give him a ring on 071-743-2468 or give one to Mr. Thembi Nkosi on 076-519-4951. Pastor Masakona is already here. We're going to take a quick turn at the stores, and then when we come back, we'll jump straight in to our conversation for today.
Noisy neighbors making you turn up the volume. We get it, but there's noise and then there's need. So if you hear something disturbing happening nearby, take action. Turn down your radio and turn up your attention. If you hear the sounds of gender-based violence, visit gbv.org.za or contact the GBV Command Center on 0800 428 428 to report abuse or ask for help. Don't drown out the noise. Listen harder. gbv.org.za is there. If something's happening next door, nearby, or next to you, turn down your radio. Listen. Act. We'll be right here when you're done.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Yes. 2:30 on the dot, here on Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Don't forget.